Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
The New World Report, Professor Evan Ellis, the U.S. Army War College Strategic Studies Institute, looking at the Americas on the eve of a new presidency in Washington. We begin with Venezuela, a failed rogue state under a dictator, Maduro, Nicolas Maduro. Within these next hours, Friday, January 10th, is the designated date of the inauguration after the corrupted election of July of last year. What we have now is a confrontation between the opposition, led by a young woman named Machado, who's charismatic and was forbidden for running for president by lawfare in Venezuela. A standoff between Machado and Maduro. Also, Gonzalez, the winner of the election, Gonzalez Arrieta is his full name, is said to be heading to Venezuela to arrive on the 10th. The armed forces and the secret police, some of whom are Cuban, are asserting they will arrest him once he steps off the plane, becoming a political prisoner. All of this is complicated enough, except for you also have the new presidency in Washington and the intention of the Trump administration, its intention to deport millions of undocumented migrants, millions of whom, maybe from Venezuela. You see the problem. How do you get Venezuela to cooperate to take back its nationals if at the same time you're participating in the opposition's attempt to undermine the Maduro regime? Fortunately, I don't have to answer these questions. I have Evan Ellis to help with my understanding of Venezuela. Evan, a very good new year to you. New year, old problems. Maduro in Caracas. The exciting twist is within these last hours, the Financial Times has published a piece that is provocative, information war, and looking successful in the guise of Ms. Machado coming forward to say the Venezuelan military is nervous that what happened to the Syrian army will happen to them. Very nice. Whether it's accurate or not, it's nice because it puts doubts in the minds of the generals and colonels who control the barracks. Long-time information from me, from others, that the generals and colonels are watched by the Cuban military police and the Cuban Secret Service, untrusted because they could revolt. That's enough. I turn to you, Evan. Where are you? What are you watching for? The confrontation on Friday, the doubts about the Venezuelan military, Maduro's intention to trade, the ability to deport his citizens for peace of mind in Washington. Good day to you, Evan.
Good day to you, John, and Happy New Year 2025. It's really a matter of understanding the expectations and dynamics that are going on all sides. So to start out with a little bit of history, of course, back in 2019, 2020, when you had a similar situation with the de jure president Juan Guaido, the question always was, would the Venezuelan military and others who were even then dissatisfied with Maduro abandon that to restore democracy in the country. And in the end, despite a number of false starts, among which you had a rebellion by the former director of the intelligence services, Sabine Christophe Figuera. But in the end, Venezuelan military and the intelligence services and others didn't fully break with Maduro. And so there wasn't a democratic transition, in part because so many of those leaders were afraid of a restoration of democratic authority because of their own involvement in corruption and other things. And in part also because the Cuban security services were deeply embedded in the ranks and thus could identify any minor breaks, however dissatisfied the Venezuelan military might have been. A couple key changes this time around. Number one is that there's wide public knowledge that Edmundo González Urrutia, designated stand-in for Maria Corina Machado, has overwhelmingly elected about 57% of the vote he won. They have literally 85% of the physical acts from the 30,000 voting places to prove it. And so this time around, there's much more of a transparent sense of the Venezuelan public knowing that their will was to bring Edmundo González to power. What González is doing right now is a bit of an international tour to show and drum up that support on the one hand, while there's work increase expectations in Venezuela itself. So on the international piece, this tour that's leading up to his appearance probably in Venezuela on the day of the inauguration, January 10th, started in Argentina with meetings with Javier Milei, then with the Uruguayan president, outgoing Luis Lacalle Pou, more recently in the day following was a meeting, a series of meetings in Washington, D.C., principally with Joe Biden, also with various different groups of Congress people, and then going to Panama to meet with Jose Raul Molino there, and then eventually to the Dominican Republic, supposedly where he will meet with the leadership there, again, putting him within striking distance the day before the inauguration. Of coming back into Venezuela. Now, meantime, as you alluded to, Maria Corina Machado, who herself, because of fears of being arrested, has called upon Venezuelans to rally on the ninth, in part, that probably will be to generate a sense of overwhelming support that could potentially lead to engagements that lead the security forces to begin to defect. And at the very least, to show Venezuelans that the people power and generate that sense of excitement that, as you pointed out, as with Syria, it's a lot about the people's sense of excitement and the military's sense that it's a losing cause that can cause that disintegration of a authoritarian regime. The question is, of course, will it all work? Will repression prevail and win the day, as happened previously? But of course, on the domestic side, you see also a weaving of influence. Edmundo González had put out a video in which he called for the military to recognize him as commander-in-chief when he takes office, alluding to the 1999, ironically, former leftist Hugo Chavez constitution, which basically gives him authority over the military as the president once he takes office. Again, Maria Corina Machado sowing those seeds of doubt within the military, that this idea of look what happened in Syria, reminding them that the will of the people is Edmundo González. And so in the end of the day, we'll see whether those expectations can generate an overwhelming tidal wave that leads to the dissolution of the military. But at the same time, what seems to be absent is this notion of magic happening. In other words, on the one hand, you have what one of my colleagues referred to as this overwhelming sense of expectation that something fantastical is about to happen on the 10th. And yet at the same time, by contrast to Syria, what has not yet been established is some sort of forcing function, some sort of military action or other things that would actually cause the disintegration of the Venezuelan armed forces and the other forces of repression. So as we move towards the 10th, all eyes are on Venezuela to see what will actually happen, whether repression once again will prevail in the day, and certainly what will be the response of the international community with respect to what happens in the next several days.
We have breaking news in these hours that may or may not be influential. Venezuelan opposition leader González's son-in-law kidnapped, says Reuters. Son-in-law, Venezuelan opposition leader Edmundo González Urrutia, was kidnapped by masked men Tuesday morning, 24 hours, still missing. Political party, Primero Justicia, an opposition party of which Gonzalez is not a member, condemned the kidnapping, quote, by officials of Nicolas Maduro's regime without giving evidence. The reason I bring this to your attention, Evan, is that this march very carefully signals that there are no limits to how the regime will act to defend itself. People will disappear, and there will be violence. Certainly kidnapping is a very strong word, but appropriate here. What is the opinion of the Biden administration with just days left? Is it in contact with Maduro? Is it in a position to warn him not to go violent?
Yes and no, John. The Biden administration has officially recognized Edmundo Gonzalez as president-elect, although they have not yet indicated whether they're going to recognize him officially as president du jour after the inauguration. Certainly, Edmundo Gonzalez met with Joe Biden. It was, at least publicly, it was a mixed signal for me because you did not have senior representatives of the State Department, nor was Jake Sullivan from NSC there. The deputy NSC advisor for Western Hemisphere, Dan Erickson, was in the room. In a similar fashion, with respect to the Trump administration, it was interesting to see that you had Mike Waltz, who's going to be the incoming national security advisor, meeting in his capacity as a congressperson, but absent from some of these meetings with senators such as Rick Scott and Bill Cassidy, any meeting by Marco Rubio or other incoming Trump heavy hitters like Mauricio Clavar Corón, who's going to be kind of a negotiator without portfolio, or the person that's largely seen to be Trump's enforcer, Rick Grenell. And so I think what you've seen is the legally right signals that the administration supports Edmundo Gonzalez. But the question is, to what degree are you going to get just a new round of sanctions if Maduro turns to repression? And to what degree will the incoming Trump administration forcibly impose sanctions or other things? Or to what degree will the Trump administration try to negotiate, as some Republican senators such as Bernie Moreno have suggested? Also, to go back to a point that you made previously, it's important to point out that technically, and this is something that Trump advisors would know, that Trump does not need to negotiate with Maduro in order to deal with the expulsion of migrants. It's at least not initially expelling the relatively limited number of people with groups such as Tren de Aragua. You have third country cooperation agreements. Claudia Sheinbaum in Mexico has already indicated that maybe under pressure she would accept some non-Mexican migrants. And so there's a widespread presumption in the media that Trump somehow must negotiate with Maduro if he wants to deal with immigration, which is not necessarily the case. But the fact that the Trump administration thus far, despite the past stance of people like Marco Rubio, has been notably quiet on what's happening right now is left a lot of questions yet unanswered.
Professor Evan Ellis, U.S. Army War College. We're headed to Ecuador. I'm John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows tough jobs call for tougher tools. The new DeWalt Elite Series power tool accessories are built to last for the pro who doesn't stop. With precision fitment, durability, and impact resistance, finishing jobs faster has never been easier. Shop the new DeWalt Elite Series at an everyday low price exclusively at Lowe's. We help, you save.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anna-Bay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange any time. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at washablesofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.